Listen to this news. Germany strengthens position in global arms exports, surpassing China. Germany has surpassed China to become the world's fourth largest arms exporter over the 2021 to 2025 period. According to a report released on Monday by the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, Germany now accounts for 5.7% of global weapons exports, narrowly ahead of China's 5.6% share. The shift underscores a rising trend among European arms manufacturers to expand production. The report notes that Ukraine, Egypt, and Israel are the main destinations for German military exports. Although the difference between Germany and China remains narrow, China is seeing a deceleration in its arms export growth. Analysts observe that Beijing is focusing on equipping its own military while shifting toward producing advanced systems domestically. Pakistan continues to be the top purchaser of Chinese arms, representing roughly 80% of China's total international weapons shipments. Between 2021 and 2025, the United States led global arms exports with a 42% share, followed by France at 9.8% and Russia at 6.8%, with Germany and China ranking fourth and fifth. Although Russia retained its third-place position, its exports fell sharply, declining by 64% compared to the previous five-year period. This downturn indicates that Germany or China could move higher in the rankings in the near future. Germany's export strength is driven by heavy armored vehicles, artillery munitions, and air defense systems. Major platforms like Leopard 2 tanks, KF-41 Lynx infantry fighting vehicles, and Boxer armored personnel carriers constitute the backbone of many European armored forces. Furthermore, IRIS-TSLM air defense systems have emerged as a vital component of the European Sky Shield initiative. Germany's maritime sector also plays a significant role in arms exports, particularly through submarines and surface warships, which are widely deployed by navies in the Middle East and Asia. Logistics industry, Hormuz tensions push oil higher, test global trade.